Steve Miller is chairman of the board's Finance and Personnel Committee. He says revenues received from real estate taxes so far represent 60% of what the county is expecting to receive this fiscal year. He also described revenues from Illinois state income taxes as fairly robust and encouraging, and said the corporate replacement tax revenues have been very good to the county. County investments are up from $24 million a year ago to $57 million, according to an audit report that was presented during last night's meeting. Board members were told that year-to-year change was triggered primarily by the receipt of the second payment of federal ARPA funds. Those are the American Rescue Plan Act monies that are distributed to help in the recovery from the pandemic. Finance Committee Chairman Miller noted that one cloud on the horizon is the substantial change that will come with the approval of the Safety Act. Currently, 10% of bond money that is posted stays with the county, but Miller says he's not sure how that's going to settle out when the Safety Act goes into effect on September the 18th. The Safety Act makes Illinois the first state in the nation to abolish cash bail as the standard of pretrial detention. I'm Bill Pickett.